In just moments, we're going to do Quick Bites with Dave Price, the political director, anchor, and managing editor at WHO TV 13, based in Des Moines, Iowa. Every time we go out to lunch with a thought leader, we start with the same three questions about a book that made an impact, a movie that made an impact, and if you're not doing what you're doing today, what would you love to be doing? Quick Bites before we go out to lunch with Dave Price. Inside On Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The vast majority of your professional success isn't technical skills, but how you relate with others. And that is what Tarot teaches. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. Learn more at TERO.com. Hey, it's Out to Lunch with Dave Price from TV 13 News. We are going to do Quick Bites first. These are three questions we ask each and every one of our guests. And we kind of dig a little bit into their background and find out a little bit more about them through these three questions. Dave, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
We constantly run into each other these
days.
It is kind of a busy season.
Yes.
Now your title is political director, managing editor. You've got like three jobs you're doing over there at 13. What's going on there?
Because I can't decide what I want to be when I grow up, so I try to have everything. So this way I get to do politics. I get to report. I get to anchor on Sunday nights. I get to host my Sunday morning insider show. And I get to have a little bigger
slice of the pie? Bigger presence?
Yeah, more a different role in the newsroom where I can help. I'm really concerned and interested in content. So I want to make sure we are as content-rich as we can. So as we get new people and, frankly, the other people who've worked there for years, I want to have some, now that I've been here 18 years, wow. I want to have a little more influence on what we do and what we put on TV and on our digital properties.
We're going to get into a little bit of that in the upcoming Out to Lunch segment, but I think it's interesting that you wear so many hats there, and sometimes I wonder if your bride, Emily, gets a chance to see you from time to time.
She's busy herself, yeah. So fortunately we already have our children.
That's a good thing, isn't it? and we're at the Range Grill and Golf in Urbandale on Hickman, and you indicated that your son's been here before.
I hadn't been here with him. He's been here. I think he's been here with Grandma and Grandpa and my wife twice, I think.
You were working.
I was working. I was working both times, in fact. But, yeah, he loved it.
Good. All right, three questions. We call this Quick Bites. Book, movie, job. So tell us, Dave Price, what book have you read? Not the ones that you've written, but the ones that you've read that had an impact on you and why?
All right, I'm going to throw a totally unexpected random one at you here. Go. Because I am terrible at these kind of things. I'm not very good at picking the best, the most influential, those kind of things. So I was thinking about this beforehand because fortunately you gave me a little heads up that this was coming, right?
You do that.
I am going to say the book is called Lions.
Lions.
L-I-O-N-S.
Okay.
And it goes back to first grade. That was the name of the reading book we were using, and back then I did not take it very seriously, and so I flunked.
What?
It's probably not PC to say flunked anymore, I'm not sure, but I flunked that portion of reading in first grade reading, so I had to repeat Lions. There were different, I forget what all the series was. We had Lions and Tigers, and there was a third one too, Elephants or something. I can't
bears
remember.
Oh my.
No bears oh my, but I feel like it was a three-parter. But anyway, I think that was good for me. I think it made me pay attention a little bit more, perhaps take it a little more seriously, even though I was just a dumb little first grader kid. But that was the first thing that came to mind when I started processing.
Interesting.
This. Because and I think I've kind of kept that throughout the rest of my life in the sense that I think that, so I've lived in Des Moines 18 years, have done journalism since high school, really, in one form or another, newspaper, radio, TV, and of course now digital and social that sure. We all are part of. But I think it's that's sort of planted that seed way back then that you can never think you know it all, and there's always someone smarter than you who has some tidbit of knowledge that you don't have. And so my goal is to just keep making sure I don't flunk Lions again.
There you go. Lions, ladies and gentlemen. First grade book. My first grade teacher, by the way, it was Jacqueline Rebaud.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. It was very nice.
I had Mrs. Bailey.
Yeah.
She was very strict.
Jacqueline Rebaud was from Quebec, and she spoke she spoke English, of course.
Yeah.
But I would do whatever I could to be the bad boy so I could sit up front. Anyway, that's way too much information. All right. So Lions is the book, first grade reader for Dave Price.
Told you it'd be unexpected.
It was. All right, movie. What movie have you seen ever or recently or whatever that's had an impact on you?
I think even though I like humor, so Naked Gun, Airplane, those kind of things,
right.
Those kind of dumb humor kind of things. Shawshank Redemption, I think, is probably my favorite movie of all time because it was sort of frightening what Andy Dufresne went through. To think that you could be sent to prison for something you did not do, and then clearly he was tortured in prison and eventually
right.
plotted his successful escape with Morgan Freeman. But for whatever reason, that movie has always connected. I think it's because it's fascinating, it's frightening, it's intriguing.
It's also topical.
It's topical as well,
yeah.
Sure.
Shawshank Redemption. I like that. Yeah, all right. Lions, Shawshank Redemption.
I'm a random person.
That's all right. That's all right. That's why we do this. Okay. Now, if you were not the managing editor, the anchor, the political director at 13, what would you like to be doing?
It's hard for me to picture not doing something journalism-related in some form. But if I did not do journalism, I think I would somehow combine what a journalist does with something a little do-gooder. So my wife works in a nonprofit and runs a nonprofit and has the last 2 years called Count the Kicks, which is really right. called Healthy Birthday. And it's all about maternal health, baby health. And to see the impact that it's had on the community, of course, but what it's done for her personally, I think has sort of opened my eyes to even wider, perhaps, to really the fulfillment you get every day knowing that you made life better for someone. I'm going to get a little deep on you. And really, I think a lot of what we're supposed to be doing in journalism should hopefully be accomplishing some of that too. But I think if I did not do traditional journalism, it might be some kind of do-good effort that would enhance the success of the state.
You know, one of those things, and I've been in that place, Dave, when you are with a mission-driven organization, whatever that mission is, and hopefully it's one that's good, and doing good, you really do get a jolt because you have the belief, foundational belief, that you're actually making a difference in people's lives.
And it's not work.
No, it's
not
work.
It doesn't feel like work.
No, it's not work. Three questions for Dave Price, ladies and gentlemen, as we go out to lunch and do quick bites. Lions, Shawshank Redemption, and he wants to do something in nonprofit. I'll bet you the phone starts ringing tomorrow.
About the book, probably.
No, is your first grade teacher still living, you know?
She is not. She passed away a while ago.
Your parents will enjoy this, though.
Indeed.
All right. Dave Price, we are doing quick bites as we go out to lunch at the Range Grill and Golf. Hang in there with us. We've got the rest of this coming up next.